This analysis is about the couple between Big Daddy and Big Mama, which appears to be another dysfunctional couple in the play. Step one, Big Daddy. Well, he says that he didn't love his wife since the beginning, and he pretended to be happy for over 40 years. This declaration sounds like an earthquake. But now he feels free to say the truth because he believes that he is going to survive his cancer. So he is very happy about it and he would like to start from scratch again. On top of everything, he says that he is disgusted by his own hypocrisy. So that's what you have lines 63, 64. He is just sick and tired of a life of pretense and facade. And so now he feels ready to start a new life without Big Mama by his side. Step 2, Big Mama. She apparently misunderstands what he says. She thinks he accuses her of being a hypocrite, line 69. But in fact it is not the case at all. He just says that he doesn't love her anymore, but she cannot accept that possibility that he doesn't love her. And in a certain way, she is in a constant denial. Consider the lines 21 and 27. She says, "You don't mean that. I'm sure that you don't mean that." So she still loves him, despite his hate and hardness. That's what she says, line 71. Maybe we could think that she still loves him because of his hate and hardness, not despite, but because, in a sort of masochist way. Step 3. The symmetry with Brick Maggie couple is very striking. It's just a very similar pattern that is repeated generation after generation, in which women are victims. They are not only the victims of patriarchism, but also of the aggressivity and hostility of men towards them. So in a certain way, the conflict between Brick and Maggie appears like a family legacy, like a problem inherited from the previous generation. Tennessee Williams explains that the conflict between Brick and Maggie is not a singular, isolated case, but it is systemic. So the question is, how can Brick and Maggie break this infernal mechanism? How can they break this curse?